Good morning and welcome. This is the Hoosier Ag Today Friday podcast. I'm Andy Eubank on the 25th of October, 2024, joined by Eric Pfeiffer and CJ Miller today. The podcast is brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust. Experience banking built on heart, grit, and agriculture. Stop by your local branch to talk about your ag operation or check out ffbt.com. In the news, the new harvest weather forecast, and we catch up with another Indiana member at the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin says rain chances begin in the next 24 hours, and the corn, bean, and wheat markets had a quiet mixed day yesterday. Coming up, market analysis with Mike Silver on the Hat Friday podcast.
At First Farmers Bank and Trust, agriculture has been a cornerstone of our business for more than 135 years. Our personal relationships within the ag community run deep for multiple generations. If you're looking for a financial partner that knows, understands, and supports agriculture, we want to hear from you. Let's grow success together. Visit us online at ffbt.com or visit any of our branches to meet an ag expert in your area. First Farmers Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal Opportunity Lender.
Get profit-boosting knowledge from no-till experts, innovators, legends, and your fellow farmers at the 33rd Annual National No-Tillage Conference in Louisville, January 7th through 10th. The National No-Tillage Conference provides the practical tips and information farmers need to run a more successful and profitable no-till operation. This conference offers a mix of thought-provoking general sessions, collaborative no-till roundtables, and expert-led no-till classrooms with the likes of corn yield record holder Russell Hedrick, world-renowned soil biologist Jill Clapperton, 2024 Conservation Ag Operator Fellow and no-till legend Ray McCormick, and many more. Plus, pesticide recertification and certified crop advisor credits will be available to qualifying attendees. Register using promo code RADIO and save 10%. Learn more and register at notillconference.com. That's notillconference.com.
Some rain in the forecast and more today from the National FFA Convention. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin has some minor moisture moving through today in his Seed Genetics Direct harvest weather forecast. He's looking for a few hundredths to a few tenths, maybe half an inch on the top end in central and southern parts of Indiana, with total coverage around 70% of the state.
We follow that up with strong high pressure for the weekend, though, so any delay in field work for Friday is going to be gone for the weekend. Saturday and Sunday, we're looking at sunny, dry weather conditions, a little bit on the cool side.
Martin says next week starts with a big surge in temperatures, and
it's going to be windy here Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, particularly Tuesday. I think we do not see any precipitation all the way through that stretch. I'm pushing our next frontal boundary off just a little bit, so very fast to drying Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You need to keep your foot on the gas in harvest because we are going to be seeing a major pattern change once we get done with Wednesday evening.
Halloween next week will not only be spooky, it'll also be rainy.
I'm looking for next Thursday to pick up anywhere from a quarter to maybe 1.5 inches of rain. The higher end of the rain range is all dependent on thunderstorms. So if the thunderstorms rain themselves out a little bit farther west and north, which I think is possible, we'll be to the low end of the rain range. But I think 80 to 90% of Indiana sees rain next Thursday. Then we see a resurgence along that old frontal boundary. It kind of stalls here on Halloween, and that resurgence comes overnight Friday night through Saturday the 2nd. So the 1st into the 2nd, another slug of moisture coming up out of Texas, Oklahoma, Missouri. I think we can pick up another quarter to 1 inch of rain with 100% coverage there. So significant moisture coming as we finish out next week.
Martin will have those forecast details available in written form later today at HoosierAgToday.com, presented by Seed Genetics Direct. The National FFA Convention continues today in downtown Indianapolis, and our coverage from the convention is brought to you by Keystone Cooperative. Keystone believes in the power of National Blue and Corn Gold and salutes our local FFA members during the National FFA Convention and beyond. CJ Miller's there, and he caught up with this Indiana FFA member who farms with his family north of Fort Wayne.
Thank you, Eric. I'm with Keaton Brown. He is a freshman at DeKalb Eastern. He's also a member of Eastside FFA. And Keaton, why did you become a member of Indiana FFA?
I became a member because Miss Hook, my advisor, was actually my babysitter. And so I've always been good friends with Miss Hook, and my sisters have always done FFA, and it looked fun, so I decided to join.
What are you looking forward to most during your time here in Indianapolis at the convention?
Probably meeting a lot of famous people and getting all the free stuff.
Well, and I hope I'm one of those famous people you can cross off your list. What projects have you been a part of in Indiana FFA?
Last year, me and my good friend Memphis did a demonstration over plant and soil science, and it has helped me learn the better soils to help get better yields on our farm.
Tell me a little bit about your family farm there in DeKalb County, Keaton.
So my dad and my uncle and my aunt and mom are all owners of the farm. We farm about 1,600 acres and have about 300 head of beef cattle. And on the side, we like to make maple syrup as our little family getaway.
Once again, Keaton Brown, he is a freshman at DeKalb Eastern. Thank you again for joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today, Keaton. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's CJ Miller. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Harvest means early mornings, late nights, and long days in the field. While you're out there each day until the last pass is made and the job is done, know that your friends at Farm Credit Mid-America see your hard work and appreciate all of your long hours. We know that harvest is a busy season for you, but when you need a lender that can rise with you, give us a call at 800-444-FARM. This fall, we rise together. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
When it comes to their customers, Seed Genetics Direct can be a little nosy. They want to know where you live, your farm's geography and soil type, and even your environmental challenges. After all, Seed Genetics Direct uses more than 40 company-owned and third-party research locations throughout Indiana and Ohio to test their corn and soybean lineups. And with that many research locations, there's at least one similar to your farm that will help Seed Genetics Direct guide you on the path to growing success. Value, knowledge, performance, it's in their genetics. Seed Genetics Direct.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. We've got a setup here that brings a little moisture to the Hoosier State in the next 24 hours. And then we've got a significant chance of moisture late next week. Could kick off an overall pattern change. So we'll get to that in a little bit. Let's talk first at nearby here. We've got a disturbance that honestly has held together better than I thought it would across the central and western Corn Belt. Yesterday, decent rains in Iowa. Overnight rains in Illinois were pretty decent over the northern part of the state. And it's going to push into Indiana today. So hit and miss scattered showers, anywhere from a few hundredths to half an inch, I think, with coverage at around 70% of the state. It's done by mid-afternoon, and we may even get clouds to break up before sunset tonight. Moving into the weekend, we see high pressure in control. It's Canadian in origin, so a little bit cooler, but not super cold. A nice weekend overall. Full sunshine, fast drying. And then we get into next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, looking sunny and warmer as southwest flow comes up the backside of the high. I believe it's going to be very windy Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, especially Tuesday. We can see some very gusty winds in here. All of this happens ahead of our next frontal boundary that shows up in Indiana for Halloween on Thursday. I'm looking for showers and thunderstorms, anywhere from a quarter to 1.5 inches of rain, depending on the strength of the thunderstorms. By the time we get to Friday morning, we're mostly done. Maybe seeing a little bit of shower activity linger down in southern Indiana, but we see a refiring of activity with a second surge coming out of Texas, Oklahoma, and Missouri, and that comes in overnight Friday night into and through Saturday morning and midday. Can see another quarter to 1 inch of rain with 100% coverage across Indiana. So two back-to-back waves of moisture as we move toward the end of next week. one on Halloween, and one as we move into the second. That's going to give us the best moisture that we've seen in months here. Behind that, we are drier again, I think, for Sunday the 3rd and probably the start of the week of the 4th, but I'm watching another weather system come together in the western part of Canada, the Canadian Rockies, northern parts of Montana. We're going to watch that one to see whether it can hold together and run in here for later in that first full week of November. That's a look at your forecast update. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Quietly on the plus side most of the day in corn, beans, and wheat, a mixed close. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Thursday Farm Market Review, and I'll have those final numbers coming up. We'll begin with market analysis with Mike Silver of Kokomo Grain. I spoke with Mike near the end of the session. A little bit of positive movement in the corn, soybean, and wheat markets, although back and forth at times during the Thursday session, but we sure got off to a good start with a really good export sales report. Across corn, beans, and wheat, exceptional, though, in corn especially.
Exceptional is a fabulous word to use today for that. 3.602 million metric tons of corn. That's the strongest corn export sales number we've seen in a long time. And that has provided some support in the corn market today. Soybeans came in at 2.151 million metric tons. That too was a good number. The range of estimates was 1.2 to 2.4 million metric tons. So that was at the upper end of the estimate range. Very, very good number. And the wheat number too at 532,000 metric tons was respectable. That was mid-range of the expectations, 350 to 650,000 metric tons. But especially that corn number, that was a good, strong corn number. Corn and soybeans are both competitive in the world market. U.S. corn and soybean prices, very competitive in the world market, and those export sales reflect that. Additionally, we did have another day. This was the fourth consecutive day this week of flash export sales of corn and soybeans. Again, for the reasons aforementioned, we are competitive in the world market, and that's good. That has lent some support, obviously, to price action here of late. As I look at where we're trading right now and compare it to where we were last Friday, Dease corn is up almost 17 cents on the week. The November beans are up 25 cents for the week. And new crop July wheat, and I'm the July 25 wheat is up 6.5 cents. The old wheat is up 9.25 cents from last week. So it's always good to see green numbers on the quote board, and especially over in that change column. I want to get back to the export sales numbers just quickly here. Our corn export sales right now, we need to increase them, although we are 5% ahead of the pace that we need to make to reach the USDA balance sheet projections. And we will get a new WASDE report out on November the 8th. So it's a few days away yet, but strong export sales. I hope that we are able to maintain and sustain those. Soybeans, a little different story. Even though our weekly export sales number today were strong, we still lag the pace to meet the balance sheet projections of USDA by 6%. So we need to bump it up on those soybean export sales. And certainly, from a seasonal standpoint, we're at that time of the year when our export sales should be picking up. So we'll just hope that we're able to sustain that. We're seeing some technical price action in our futures market. We still have some overhead resistance that we've got to punch up through if we are going to take these prices much higher. And that's still a possibility if we can keep our export sales up. And of course, harvest progress is marching right along, Andy, and certainly we are, for this time of the year, just a week away, basically, from Halloween. That's a week from today, I think, 31st of October. a lot of folks are going to be completely wrapped up on corn and soybean harvest here in Indiana when we get to Halloween. We are, from a national standpoint, way ahead of the pace, the five-year pace, substantially ahead of it, double-digit ahead of percentage-wise of the harvest pace. And, of course, we've talked week to week about the yields. The yields, still there's some variability in the yields, but for the most part, some folks are going to have record crops. Some folks are going to have really strong crops, maybe not records, but strong crops. And then, unfortunately, there are a few folks who due to tar spot and this dry August finish we put on this crop, are seeing some disappointing yields. But all things combined, good yields and better prices, obviously, that's a good way to end the harvest. This harvest is going to have somewhat of a tail on it as it finishes up, especially for folks who are having the very good yields. Folks tried to get some grain harvested early and into the elevator, and most are going to be full by the time we get to the end of harvest here. But basis levels are starting to improve a little bit as we move toward the finish line in harvest. And hopefully we'll be able to see some sustained export business, Andy, and some increased global demand for U.S. corn and soybeans that will put a little smile on our face.
Market analysis from Mike Silver of Kokomo Grain. Our apologies for a sometimes tenuous connection. Mike's number is 800-666-0613. Now, the Thursday settlements, December corn up 2.5 cents, 421.5, 3 cents up on the March, 435, May 441.75, up 2 cents, and in beans, right below even on the November contract at the end, back and forth all day, 996.25, though, settling down 1.25. January, 1005 even, unchanged, 1016 on the March, up 0.25 cent. December wheat, 581.5, up 3 cents. Meat markets mixed. December live cattle, 189.25, up 137. And December lean hogs down $1.52, 78.65. I'm Andy Eubank with the Thursday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.